Sitaki kukimya wakisema keep quiet. Kila mtu anariko.
Five young men are busy rehearsing in an open-air enclosure deep in Dandora. The hip-hop group is known simply as Dandora Music. Most weekends, they meet in this compound that has for nearly two decades hosted a collective of hip-hop musicians known as Ukofulani Mau Mau, named after Kenya's revolutionary freedom fighters. At 14, Dennis is the youngest member of Dandora Music.
Music has really changed my life, my thinking, my lifestyle, the way that I live. Yeah, that's all music. I live music. I love music.
According to Frank, the 22-year-old leader of the hip-hop group that young Dennis is a part of, hip-hop provides a perfect avenue for Dandora youth to express the stories of their lives.
Every song which we write is our personal stories, like our song Looking Up. Every person in that verse talks about a personal story, the life which they've passed through.
The catchy beats of Kenyan hip-hop, coupled with the powerful real-life lyrics, resonate powerfully with millions of Kenyan youth who see their struggle mirrored in hip-hop. Judge is a veteran rapper from Black Duo, a group that was born in the 90s. He credits hip-hop for keeping him away from a life of crime.
Hip-hop has helped me reach goals and people that are elevating me in life. Without hip-hop, you know, life in the hood, most of us could be caught up in drugs and, you know, crimes and stuff.
For Judge, Dandora Music, and most of the other rap groups that have risen from the dust of Dandora, the one hip-hop group that stands tall as the inspiration is known as Kalamashaka.
Whoa, Kalamashaka, the first people to come up with Swahili Sheng rap music. They're the pioneers, they're the godfathers of hip-hop.
Kalamashaka was founded by three young men from Dandora in the early 90s. When they started off, hip-hop in Swahili was virtually unknown in Kenya and the wider East Africa, but their bold lyrics about the struggles of the common people caused their music to spread like wildfire and in the process inspiring hundreds of other rappers. Robert Matumbai is one of the three founding members of Kalamashaka.
Hip-hop was kind of like a way of life back in Dandora. It's like a way of communicating, a way of telling a story. One of the reasons it became big was people could relate to it, and people could feel like, hey, this is like our daily issues which are going through.
With blazing passion in his eyes, Roba, as he's popularly known, launches into the bold lyrics that rolled out the red carpet for rap music in Kenya.
Hip-hop kekam Kenya, Nigeria tuliweka raskimono under pressure, kama stone hard na precious.
For RFI, this is David John Bakali from Dandora in Nairobi.